Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Refillion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah.
I am Gina, and I am in Santa Cruz, California.
No, I'm Brooke, and I'm in San Diego.
Hey! Yeah, we got back from we did our last one in Texas.
Yep.
We got back Sunday. You were supposed to leave Monday night, ended up leaving Tuesday morning.
Yeah, because freaking Southwest, dude.
I feel like all the airlines. Can we just talk about American Airlines?
American is the absolute worst.
The worst.
Stand behind it.
God.
And if you guys never hear me change my mind, it's because they've offered me an obscene amount of money to tell people on our podcast that it's a great airline.
It's great. No, it's awful.
Awful.
Brooke and I were on our way back from Texas and we were supposed to fly into SF. We get a notice and it was so funny because we started to just become like have PTSD every time our phones would go off at the same time because it would alert us that our flight had been pushed back.
Delayed.
So sorry, I have like snot coming out of my nose. It was just, I mean, it wasn't a nightmare.
No,
you've had worse.
The worst flights I've ever dealt with, not being on a flight. It's like you show up to your layover and you land and your next flight has been canceled.
Right.
Or your gate has been changed
last minute.
Yes. Or it's been delayed a shitload or they lose your bags or they force you to check your carry-on and then they lose your bag. And all of these things have been through American Airlines and usually flying through DFW. So I've been to Dallas, Fort Worth, like flying into DFW a couple of times now without having that be a layover. Because of COVID, there was a whole time where there's less options for flights. Like they got rid of a lot of flights. They got rid of direct flights. And so beggars can't be choosers, right? It's like, I hate American Airlines, but taking American Airlines. I don't really like flying through DFW, but that's the only way I can get to this place, the time I need to be there. So we're going through DFW. But almost every time I have flown through DFW, and now even leaving DFW, still more issues, but they've had just issue, just problem after problem. And it's always with American Airlines. And I understand, okay? I understand. It's a luxury to get to fly anywhere. Right. That's a luxury. So
yes,
I'm fully aware of that. But I still stand behind, I have every right to still get irritated when you're stuck at an airport in a city you don't live, and it's like you're struggling to get out, and you've already paid for your airfare, and they're like, "We lose your bag. We canceled your flight."
Oh, I guess I'm not going there. The best is we're in Dallas, and it had already been delayed. We got on a different flight, and then that flight was delayed, and then we're there's nowhere to sit because so many different flights were delayed that we're like laying on the floor of the airport,
yeah,
trying to like take a nap. But before that, Brooke's like standing in line. I go, "Why are you standing in line?" She's like, "I'm going to find out why this flight is delayed."
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know.
I just want to know. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. You know, it is what it is, but I'd like to know why.
Yeah. Like let people know why,
you know,
we'd be and more then, understanding that way.
Yeah. I mean, cause like, I don't know. The horror story I have from DFW is I was flying to Florida. It was 2018 in like August or something like that. And I was going to get stem cells in my shoulders. I had to leave at a certain time because I had to get to Florida pretty early. So I was doing a red eye, and it was a red eye from DFW. So it was like, whatever. I had to be in the doctor's office really early to do my procedure in my shoulders. I land in DFW. I open my phone to a text from Devin. It's like, "Your flight has been canceled." Oh, no. It wasn't a text from Devin. I got the notification, the text that comes through. Your flight is canceled. And I was immediately just like, this can't be happening. Okay. Yeah. What do I do here? I had a carry-on. They made me, this is the thing. I had a carry-on because it was a quick trip. I'm getting boarding the plane. They make me check my bag because they're saying there's no more overhead storage, even right. though I could have put it under my feet.
Right.
So I check my bag, land in Dallas, flight's canceled. I call Devin. This experience is Devin has PTSD from. Cause I'm in Dallas. We're trying to get me on a flight. There's constantly trying to find a new flight. There's no flights. We're trying to figure out how can we cancel my next flight and book me a whole new flight on a different airline to get me there in time.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure it out hours. I mean, the airport's closing down. I got there at like, I don't know, late in the early evening. I was in that airport till it was completely shut down. No, not shut down. Like no one's around. I don't know how I'm going to get out of there. And then
it feels like a scary movie.
Well, like the issue is like, okay, we need to get you on a different flight. We're trying to figure it out, but we need to get your bag. They made you check your bag.
So your bag's somewhere.
The bag was still on the plane and they couldn't find it for me. They said, and I'm like, they basically took that plane that we were just on and parked it somewhere.
It's in long-term parking.
And they go and I went to them. They couldn't locate my bag.
I remember like, this.
Lost my fucking bag. You canceled my surprise. You surprise canceled my flight and you lost my bag that I didn't want to check in the first place. It's why I intentionally was like,
I'm gonna take a carry-on.
I never do. I just like, you know, I took a carry-on. Then you cancel my flight. I can't book a new flight. I was trying to get out that same day, but I couldn't do that because I didn't have my bag because they couldn't find it. Then they were saying that they found it, but that they couldn't get it. And fast forward, I have to get a hotel, stand in line forever to have them like, give me your hotel coupon or whatever, get a hotel. At this point I am distressed. Like if there was a moving train, I would jump in front of it. Okay. I was stressed out of my mind. And you guys, for some people, they're probably like, why are you so stressed? Like, you just can't let yourself get stressed. Okay. I have anxiety. Like, I'm a lot better now at kind of like working through situations. But when I start to get like anxious, and those of you that have anxiety too, it is like a snowball effect. And I was having one thing after the other ruin my day. And right in the middle of it too, do you know, I'm like in the airport losing my mind. Like, literally, I think I'd been crying. Like, I was anxious. It was awful.
Well, cause you're also going in for a procedure that you're anxious over. And so there's a lot of factors.
I had people asking me for photos.
You're just over there crying. Can you not tag me?
I was like, yeah.
Can you give me a ride?
I'm a mess.
Can I stay at your house?
Oh yeah. Booked me a new flight. They told me they had located my bag. I was supposed to pick it up early in the morning before my next flight at this place. I'm trying, for instance, like, this is hours, like, into the evening. They still haven't located my bag. I have to run to go and get my bag. I had booked a new flight. Missed that flight.
I know. I remember this.
Because where I had to get my bag and wait for them to finally bring it to me, I was in a completely in DFW
off different terminal.
And I was like running and the door closed and they're like, we can't reopen it. I was like, are you
fine? Yes, you can. Dude. You just go like this.
It is like, meep,
just boop. Boop.
Yeah. So it was rough.
Well, speaking of carry on, we came into a weird situation, and maybe our listeners out there know more than us, but when we were coming through DFW and they stopped your mom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And she had all these sample size, like the sample size stuff that she needed, but she had a few things out of the bag.
Yeah. They weren't in the bag.
So then she was like, well, can I just put them in the bag? And he said she had a limit of how many items could be in the bag.
No, of how many bags. So you missed this, the thing too. And the guy was such an asshole. Like,
yeah, he was a dick. Was
talking to my mom. I was like,
he was like, do you understand?
You understand? And I wanted to be like, hey, dick. You speak to her like that again, and I'm going to have to reach up and rip your balls off. But it was like, okay, yeah, we understand. What we don't understand is we just flew in here.
Yeah, had no problem.
And my sister's bag just went through right behind my mom's. You didn't pull her bag. And she had like multiple Ziploc bags in there.
Yeah, I thought as long as it was in a Ziploc bag, it was fine.
My mom had one Ziploc. She had one Ziploc bag, like Gina said, not everything was in there. She had a few things that were just out of it. So she's like, oh, well, can't I just put them in the bag? And he's like, do you understand that you can't put anything else in this bag?
So then he was switching things out and taking things out without asking her which things she wanted.
And before that, she goes, oh, well, I have another bag. And she grabbed in her bag another empty Ziploc. And that's when he was like, no, you can't use this bag. Do you understand that you get this bag? You can't put anything else in. My mom was like, we were trying to hurry to our.
But it was a small sandwich bag. And our thought process was like, well, other people use a larger bag. So.
Yeah, we left there. They had to like.
They'll have no clue.
They like are taking stuff out of my mom's bag. And she goes, oh, no, I need that. That's my makeup. Please leave that.
That's more expensive. Yeah.
Oh my God. And then we get through and Robin's like, I have like four Ziploc bags in my
suitcase.
I just think that I don't know. He just wanted to feel powerful.
Yes.
You know, establish. Yeah. Has the opportunity
to establish dominance,
men or women. Cause I've some women, just people in certain positions, man, where they can have an opportunity to like establish dominance, like,
yeah.
Don't take it. You're like, whoa.
We get it.
Freaking.
We get it. You're powerful.
Okay. God.
So if anyone watching this can see that Brooke is in her bathing suit, maybe that'll encourage people to go watch the YouTube. I'm in my overalls because it's Sunday.
Dude.
Duh.
Hey, I have, okay. So I got a new brand idea.
Okay.
It's called,
you're going to give it to everyone out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Called 80/20.
Okay.
I've been calling myself 80/20.
Okay.
Cause currently you guys, I'm 80/20. Okay.
What does that mean? You're 80, you're just at 80%.
No, like 80/20, like when you buy ground beef.
What does that make me?
80/20.
70/30.
No, we live in 80/20. I'm currently, dude, I'm in a constant state these days with all the travel and everything at an 80/20. And I was talking to my brother. I was like, you know, I'm an 80/20. I don't really want to like stay at 80/20. But, you know, hindsight, 80/20.
No one out there listening has any sympathy for you.
So just hear me out.
Okay, I'm here. Okay.
Yes. I am 80/20 right now, you guys. I know you don't have, some people don't have sympathy for me, but I am. I'm 80/20.
Okay.
When you go to buy ground beef, and you want, like, you're like really watching your figures. You're like, oh, the 90/10. We're looking for 90/10. Of course. Like, I want lean meat. Okay. That is
usually true. Like 93/7.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Why is this dinging?
We could still, we argue, right? It's like, we know that a better piece of meat, it's got a little bit of fat in it. You know?
Right.
More flavor. It's like softer, melts in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Like 80/20 ground beef. That's like your happy in betweener. That's like in between, you know? If you go 80/20, you just cut out, maybe you don't put cheese on it. You know, or you like leave off, you just do mustard. That's it. Yeah, I feel like we could launch a really great clothing brand called 80/20.
80/20.
80/20.
Into it.
You know, it's really,
I thought you were saying like they used to have, I might've mentioned this before, but they used to have in the People magazine, they'd have percentages of like who wore it best. Yeah. And I always have friends like you or my friend Sarah who are just maybe a little bit more fit or younger, and we'd buy the same thing. And then what they would do in the People magazine, they put like two celebrities in the exact same outfit and be like, who wore it best? And there was always somebody, and I'd be like, oh great, I'm like the 17%er. Cool.
You thought I was just like, all right, Gina, so what I want to say is I'm 80% and you're 20%. No.
No, I know you would never say that.
Yeah.
That's just what came to mind. I was like, oh God, where are you going with this?
80/20.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? We've had this conversation and I'm just
the logo would just be 80-20.
80-20 what a backslash.
Yeah.
80/20. My 80/20 body.
We can make like 80/20 stickers.
Oh, so okay. Sorry, switching gears. It's Father's Day today.
Say happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We have met some of our male listeners, and so if you are a father, happy Father's Day. You are with your dad right now.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
He's at the beach. I'm pretty sure he's sleeping.
Yeah, we had thought about having all the different dads come in and give their perspective on fatherhood, but if they're at the beach.
Should I see if someone's downstairs?
I mean, you could.
Okay, I will.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, turns out my dad is here.
Oh, yes.
He told me he has this app on his phone where, I'll tell you what it's called, because I downloaded it so I could have it too, but I haven't to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
Called Picture This. And okay. you can take a picture of a plant and it like tells you everything about that plant.
Oh, I've heard of this. So it also tells you how to water it or something like that too.
Yeah. I was like, Dad, can you come up here really quick? He's like, yeah, what do you need? He goes, I'm just about to take a picture of this. And I go, what are you doing?
He's taking pictures of plants.
He said, I'm going to take a picture of this plant out here and see what it is. And I was like, oh, okay. Just come up here when you're done.
He's so cute.
When he gets up here, we'll ask him all about being a dad.
All right.
No, please. We'll make it simpler because he won't want to do that. We'll make it really simple. We'll say, hey, excuse me. He will ask him, let's see, what should we ask him? We should ask him just to give some like advice to young dads.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I feel like he's going to have some kind of like dad joke.
Oh, Dad, what's the funniest, like, give us one funny memory of like being a dad.
Being a dad.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that when he's done taking pictures of plants.
Yeah.
Such a dad thing. He's just like out there bird watching.
Like,
what bird is this?
All right, guys, while we wait for my dad to come up here, I didn't tell him we were on the podcast. I'm just going to ambush him. Gina, we've got a question from a viewer, from a follower.
Hold on, I'm looking.
What I'm looking at right now is pretty shitty.
What?
Just the ocean.
Oh, asshole. <That's> such a dick. Yeah, that sucks.
You guys aren't watching the video. I'm up in my parents' room at the beach house. And it's pretty shitty here.
Okay. So, okay. Well, this one. Hey, Brooke and Gina, longtime listener, big fan and follower. I'm a mortician in northwestern Kansas, and embalming back room work seems to fly listening to you guys. Wow, that's a cool job. I could never do it. Seemed way too many scary movies. I would think that the bodies were coming alive
every entire time.
Oh, I see your dad. I see your dad. He's coming in.
Okay.
All right. We're going to pause that.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Father's Day.
Ooh. You're on our podcast right now.
It's better if I stand over here then.
No.
Get in there.
You got to see your face.
Get in there. We figured for Father's Day, we would ask you a couple questions, but Brooke's going to ask you.
Wow. All right. Question one. Can you just tell us a memory, a story, like a funny experience or situation you've had as a dad? Maybe something that one of your kids did.
Maybe like your most embarrassing story. Like when you were like, oh my God, I can't believe my kids did that.
I feel like it has to be about Cody.
I have a few of those. First, like, it's definitely not me.
Well, he was the first baby.
Yeah.
I'm not really good at this. I don't think of things well.
So, can't think of one.
One funny story. How about you tell the story about when you guys were at the drive-in movie with Cody when he was a kid?
Oh, yeah. So we're at the drive-in movie, and all the kids are there, and we were there with friends, and probably three friends and their families. And after a while, Code comes over to me and says, Dad.
How old was he?
I don't remember how old he was. He wasn't very old. He was still cute. Put it that way. And George says, Dad. And I have a really close friend. His name's Aaron Lundeen. And he is one of the guys I grew up with. And he was there with us with his family. And Code says, Dad, how come sometimes when I look at pretty girls, my pee-pee gets hard? I being a fine father figure and everything, I says, I don't know. Go ask Aaron. So I didn't have an answer.
There are those situations when your kid asks you things and you're just like, I'll buy you a book.
No good answers for that.
Yeah, I'll buy you a book.
Yeah.
All right, question two. If you could give any sort of advice to young fathers out there, anything. As off the wall as it may be.
Probably, basically as you raise kids and you get older and you figure out, I did that. Really? I really did that. It comes down to take the time to listen and don't get pissed off. Because basically, they probably didn't know what they were asking in the first place. They didn't know what they're doing in the first place. And in the long run, it doesn't make any difference.
I love that.
That would be the only thing I could probably say right now.
That is great advice.
Yeah.
We're done asking?
Yeah, we're done.
He's like, can I get out of here? Exactly. Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. It's good
to see you. You're welcome. Good to see you.
Bye, Dad. Love you.
Thank you. Your dad's the best.
He is the best.
He really is. For our listeners out there, Tracy is he's a diamond in the rough. Oh, and what are you doing with your hair? Weirdo.
Oh, it's so muggy here. Look at my bangs.
Okay, it can't be more muggy than Dallas.
No, but we're right on the beach, and so it's hard for your hair to dry.
It's oi.
It's a little oi, and it's fine, but I had washed my hair because I went running this morning, and because it's extra oi outside, I was very sweaty. Like, even when I just started my run, I was already, sweating.
Wet?
Yeah. I was just super wet.
I was, wet.
I was so wet.
I was running wet.
I just was so wet. Anyways, then I'm trying to dry my hair. Can't quite get it dry. And then obviously, if you're the certain weather, you can't really do anything with your hair. It's just a kind of frizzy kind of. And the thing is, guys, is most of this isn't mine. So it's like, oh man, it's extra hard.
Whoever's hair this was is very unruly. Okay. All right. So we'll get back to our question.
Okay.
All right. So I'll just start from the beginning.
Yeah, just read it again.
Okay. Hey, Brooke and Gina, longtime listener, big fan and follower. I'm a mortician in Northwestern Kansas, and embalming backroom work seems to fly. Listening to you guys makes for long nights a lot shorter. Dude, she works nights.
Ooh.
Oh. Ugh. Okay. I'm just thinking of all the terrible things.
Dude, I would have to be in there with all the lights on.
That wouldn't even matter. No. Damn well, one of those just dead bodies. I just imagine it with a sheet on it, sitting up. Okay. For that, I'm so grateful for you guys. I have a question on my transition into the CrossFit world. I am an NPC bodybuilder in the figure division. I have always been commented on how muscular I am, but it's really useless because I'm not necessarily in shape. I lift to look a certain way, not to actually utilize it much other than deadlifting outside of the gym. She said, get it. I think because deadlifting, because I'm, she goes, get it because I'm a mortician. Okay. Anyway, bodybuilders are athletes, but I would like to step into something that isn't so controversial. I have Watched CrossFit for a while and think I would like to move into that competitive world where fastest, strongest wins and not work your ass off and have it be based on an opinion. I don't know where to start. How do you go about finding a coach to do your programming, skill work, diet? I know it's a whole different game than bodybuilding, so I'm pretty much starting all over again. Thanks in advance. Appreciate you guys more than you know. Love, the Muscle Mortician.
Nice.
I love that.
Well,
this would be a question for you.
Yeah. I would say that if I'd look up in your area all of your CrossFit gyms. I would see if there's any reviews on them. I would check the coaching staff, see what kind of background they have. People that run the gym, especially just to know their education level, like, you know, their programming, their knowledge, how long they've been doing it for. Because you don't need a coach. You don't need a private coach. You really don't, especially because you're just getting started into it. You just need to start doing it and you'll be learning all the Olympic lifts. You'll be doing more of that every day. You'll be practicing, learning new skills. And as you're progressing, you're going to be able to put more time and focus into your training. And that's when you would want to have a coach that can really look at where you are, create a roadmap for where you're trying to go. And then you can work on that. But I would say even in the time that you're trying to just get into a gym and then be doing it, be learning it, be practicing it while simultaneously, you can be checking out potential coaches you would want to work with. But it's going to benefit you so much just to be in a CrossFit gym. With that said, I say check out the gyms, check out the coaching staff, whoever's running it, who's doing the programming, and you can find out what their background is. I mean, have they been doing it for a very long time? Maybe they competed themselves. Maybe had an athletic background from a different sport, whatever it is. You want to see that you're going to be getting quality programming. As far as coaching goes, you just want people that your coaches don't necessarily have to be better than who they're coaching. It's you want someone who understands the technicality and how each move, teaching a new skill, how to do it and how to look for faults in someone's movement so they can actually help you progress and make sure you're doing things safe. But if you have, coaches that are newer, you can run into situations like what Dana ran into. So Dana, one of our bestest friend, she had got rhabdo and she went to a CrossFit gym. She was texting me. She was so pumped on it. She just thought I was going to be pumped that she went. And then shortly after, like the next day, she texts me and her abs were really, really, really sore. And I made her send me a picture of her because she said that she was like really like swollen more and like kind of bloated. And I was like, send me a picture right now. She sent me a video and she was distended, holding a lot of water, but it's not just like, from being on your like menstrual cycle or, going out to eat and then
it's like, yeah, not
normal water retention. It was like, she's sore. And I spoke to her. I was like, what did you do? I'm like, what was the workout that you did? So she tells me the workout and it's basically like a Fight Gone Bad style, but she did GHD sit-ups. And the Fight Gone Bad style is like, you're just doing, they give you a set amount of time and it's like, get as many reps as you can in that time. And you'll go through that a few times with other movements as well. And I immediately knew, I was like, I need to check your pee. You need to go to the doctor. Because the thing about it, and it's even like with, our muscle mortician, coming from a background of being so unbelievably dedicated to your sport, understanding like bodybuilding would understand this 100%, understanding how do we have adaptation or get stronger? It's from stressing our system. So you can handle fatigue, you can handle stress, and you can push through the pain or like the discomfort. Coaches, I would say that gym, whoever was coaching, they made the mistake of not asking the right questions. I'm making an assumption, But my assumption is that they assumed that Dana was not a beginner. She's not in fitness because of how she looks and how she performs. She was a college soccer player, incredible stamina. The way she trains bodybuilding is already in a sort of HIIT style format, high intensity with, you know, intervals. But what they should have with a movement like GHD in the workout, what they should have done is said, have you ever done these?
Right.
No, I haven't. Okay. Well, even no matter how fit you are, we need to limit the amount of reps you do each round. Like that's what I would have done. Cause it's better to be safe than be sorry. Or I would have her do something that is, you know, like just sit-ups mm-hmm. or toe to bar, because something like doing toe to bar, toes to bar. So people, if you're not sure what that is, exactly what it sounds like. You hang from a pull-up bar and you're reaching your toes to the bar. If you can't do that, then you would just do knee tucks, but you're going to deal with muscle failure before you would ever be able to push yourself to a point where you're going to risk dealing with something like rhabdo. Now, the reason you can end up risking something like that with things like GHD, because it's not just your core isolated anymore. It's hip flexors, quads. It becomes a like almost like a core, like a full body movement. So you're really focusing on our core, but there's a lot of extra help
elements. Yeah.
In help letting you keep doing more reps. So you really can, I mean, a true beginner or a true person who's never done that before would have never got the amount that Dana did. But Dana has a very strong core. She is
she doing like 40 every time.
She's super determined. She's very athletic and she is in the gym all the time. Like she's not a beginner, but those are the people that you have to watch the most, because someone who is like a true beginner, the second their body, you'll hit fatigue a lot faster. So it's going to slow you down. You won't be able to do that many reps. And that fatigue is going to it's going to limit the other rounds, the rounds that follow. Now with Dana,
she's a competitor.
She's a competitor. Right. She went to a CrossFit gym for the first time. She is not there to lose.
Right. You know, like she said she saw other people and she was like, oh, well, I'm going to do more than that.
Yes. So yeah. There's a lot of factors. And
for those that don't know what rhabdo is.
Okay. I should just read you the actual definition of it, but in a nutshell, it's you have a lot of muscle breakdown and like too much of it, and it gets into your bloodstream. And so then it starts being filtered to your kidneys. And it's not good.
Right.
A lot of people think like, cause you know, rhabdo has been brought up in CrossFit. I remember when I was early on talking about it and everyone's like, oh, don't do CrossFit. You'll get rhabdo. And it's like runners get rhabdo all the time. Right. Like there are other sports or exercise, like modalities that people don't consider because they don't seem dangerous. And CrossFit or functional type training just seems visually and like more dangerous. So when those instances happen, now all of a sudden you'll get that no matter what, but that's
attached to CrossFit, right?
Yes. You know, it's the way you're going to get something like that. It's being able to do high volume of the same repetitive motion over and over and over and over and over again. So if I was doing like tons of like bicep curls or whatever, like a lot, I'm working my bicep, a lot of other muscles too, but here's where it's kind of localized. So if I overdo that and I'm just getting too much muscle breakdown in that area, you could, you know, you either deal with, you know, potentially rhabdo or DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. I could have sworn after the CrossFit Games in 2015, I was like checking my pee for like a week after the games, because going into the final event, I couldn't even bend my arms.
Crazy.
My biceps were, and I was swollen. My arms were like pretty swollen for a while after competing, but at that point, you don't just go from 0 to 100. Like you slowly get better and you slowly increase your ability to have, you know, do more work in certain areas and last longer and your capacity and all these things. So by the time I was there, things were trained in a way to be able to handle so much time under tension, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're going to go, and I imagine like coming from like a weightlifting, bodybuilding background, you do a lot of like localized work. Yeah. So now you're going to be doing a lot of things that are more functional, more full body and complex and dynamic. That right there is going to slow you down because you're going to be doing things and working muscles and movement patterns you've never done before, but just, you know, pay attention to come from like an athletic background, the coaches that you talk to, like what kind of questions they ask you. And it is important to be careful. Like just take the time to learn the skills, because if you try to rush it because you want the end result so bad, it's very easy to injure yourself over time, you know, just from like aches and pains and tweaks like that, creating bad movement patterns, like over time that could end up really, you know, you're risking a lot for a little.
So there you go. Gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, do we have anything else we want to tell them first?
Well, you're coming home, so now we'll be able to do some pods at home.
Yes. So I went to LA. I went to Orange County, rental car to LA. I was in LA. I had a couple of dinner meetings that were really great, but I was getting headshots done. And I was stressed to the max for that. Yeah, I've done a lot of photos, but more like print work, or I've never done headshots, like professional headshots. And I had a
headshots just sounds sexual.
Headshots. Hey, give her the headshot.
It's like a bunch of dudes lined up just.
It was kind of last minute to put it together. We were trying to find a time when I could be in LA, and I was like, well, I'm going to San Diego with my family, so I could probably, you know, stop in there before I go to San Diego. I have a call with a woman that works at the management company I just started working with. We'll see, you know, see how that goes. And she's explaining to me headshots, and she goes, you know, you need a headshot for every type of character that you would play, that you'd want to play. And I immediately was just like, oh no. Devin couldn't go. Gina couldn't go with me. I don't have, like, I've got clothes in Utah, clothes in California. I haven't unpacked everything in California. They tell me, even though we're doing headshots, they want me to dress head to toe so that you can, like, if you're like embodying something, you know, whatever it is, like you're getting a photo, all of your body language has to do with it, even though and this is with acting. It's what they want to see is in your face, is in your eyes, is in all of this, but like everything has to do with it. You can't just like have this and then your body's like, you know? And I'm like,
right.
I'm like, Gina, I don't have shoes.
I know.
I'm like, since I moved to Santa Cruz years ago, I never get dressed up ever.
Yeah.
Like people wear their pajamas everywhere in Santa Cruz. And it's like, oh, it's fine.
Right.
So trying to like put outfits together. And I was telling Gina, I was like, okay, so they want me to, I was like, I've decided I'm only going to do two looks, just two. I can handle two. Cause they had said, you know, for every look, like bring like two to three options for everything. And like, Paul will help you, will help pick what you should wear. And I'm like, okay. I don't think I have that many options, but okay. And, I'm telling Gina, she comes over before I go to the airport, trying to make sure all my stuff's packed. And I was like, so they want me to do like, one will be like a Lara Croft, like more of like a strong presence.
Like an action.
Yeah. Something that would be like exactly what I would want to play, you know, like in like action type stuff or. Yeah.
Like a badass.
And the other one, they wanted it to be softer. They wanted it to be like Girl Next Door. And I said, Gina, and I was like, I told Paul, the photographer, this, he was laughing. And when on the phone call, they're like, and Girl Next Door. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I can do that. I'm like, I pretty much wear that every day.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling Gina, and I was like, well, I could probably just like wear this flannel. And she goes, that's not Girl Next Door. That's more of like Tomboy Next Door, but
yeah.
I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, you're right. I don't wear like off the shoulder.
Feminine.
I mean, I would. I just I have
some stuff. Yeah.
I haven't bought anything like that. And usually, like when we just like put clothes on to run somewhere or whatever, it's like we just put on like ripped jeans or shorts and a
jeans, tank a tank, and a flannel.
Yeah.
And some Birks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we did the two. He seemed to think like they were really great. So we'll see how they turn out. I always, like when I get my makeup done, I know you guys are probably looking at me right now. And the truth is I have very little makeup on. And even when I do, sometimes when I do my makeup, like when we're going out or going to dinner, I like get it right. You know, it's like, oh, it looks great. And sometimes it doesn't. it just really doesn't. So they put a lot of makeup on me, and the girl asked me, like, you know, what kind of makeup do you want? I was like, well, honestly, just like natural. Usually less is more on me.
It's hard because for pictures they have to put so much on.
Oh, exactly.
For it to show up.
No, exactly. With like the lights and everything like that. So after I was like on my phone, like in the camera, it like looked okay, mm-hmm. you know, but I looked in the mirror and I was like,
oh, I'm my a lot of makeup on.
Yeah. And Paul was like, he took quite a few photos and he said, here, they were talking, they were raving, like they loved them. He's like, do you want to see them? And I was like, okay. And he's like, I basically had to tell him, I was like, listen, I could sit here. Like if you have me look at them, I could sit here and I'm just going to like pick them apart, you know, and I just tell myself, you know what, but that's my face. So I'm like, and people that aren't me are going to be seeing these photos. So if you
because it's his job
and you're like, oh yes. Oh yes. It's like, I'm just going to trust you. Like that's what I'm going to do. Cause if I start trying to like look at them or nitpick, I'm like, I'm just going to drive myself crazy. So we'll see when those get back. I had a really great time. I worked with Paul Smith, photographer in LA. Super nice. It was really easy. We got through them pretty fast. And I was telling him, I was like, well, okay. I was like, we'll do it again. We'll do it again. I just wanted to do two looks just so I could kind of have a better idea of how this works and, you know, types of things I would want to wear or I would need to have. And then we'll have a good like starting place. And then if we need to do more or do something different, then we'll do that. So,
but so I got it worked out.
Yeah. I was like super stressed.
Yes, you were.
The day I was leaving to the airport, I'm looking at Gina and I was just like, can I just, will you,
I'm
you
gonna cancel it.
Can you just come on Thursday? And then I was like, honestly, I think I'm just going to cancel it. I think I'm just going to cancel it and do it another time. Give me more time to like put clothes together.
Oh. Yeah. Stretch it out. Stretch them out, girl.
80-20.
You're so stupid.
For real.
Oh my God.
I am 80-20.
Okay.
You're 80-20 right now.
Uh-huh.
Guess what I'm getting?
What?
A True Form runner.
Oh.
Yeah, at my house.
Are those the ones that you just do your own?
My legs are so sore right now.
Hey, you know what? I sat on one of those when you were at the CrossFit Games back and pinched my butt.
Yeah, that's happened.
Don't sit on those things, man. They're brutal. They're lethal.
So as you guys know, I've got this house I haven't done anything with yet because I barely moved into it, but I really need to get the garage gym going because one, so I can train, two, so I can film there for Naked, for, I don't know, try and be better at Instagram stuff. and I really want, I've like wanted a runner for a long, I've wanted one for a long time.
So how'd you get one?
Well, The last time I tried to get one, I tried to get an assault runner because I was trying to get ready for regionals when I competed. And so I hit up Assault Runner. I think Assault, I don't know what, if that's the name of their company, to see if, you know, I could get like a, well, I was trying to see if they, I never ask for things from people ever. I do not like asking for free things. I just don't.
Yeah.
But I really wanted one. I needed to practice on it. And we didn't, I didn't have one. And they basically told me no. I was like, cool.
I'm like, so I finally asked for something and they're like, no.
I'm like, I'm never asking for anything ever again, dude. And
fuck them.
I was either trying to get a runner or I was trying to get a bike. I don't know what it was, but it was something that I was training with Nick and I was trying to get it and have it sent to Salt Lake because that's where I was training, like really leading up to regionals 2018. Mm-hmm. And they said no. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't give it to me either. You don't see me going anywhere.
They said no.
Or two, same. But so I do need equipment. I've been looking at Rogue. I've never bought anything from Rogue. I've never been given anything from Rogue. And I was looking online to try and get a wall mounted rig that collapses into the wall. And I've seen a lot, you see a lot more of them. And I found this very cool one, very expensive, but I think it will really pay off to have that, even though I'm only in California part-time. I think it'll be really great. It collapses in. It has, when you open it up, it has your rack, your pull-up bar, but it also has on the outsides pulley systems.
Oh, cool.
Like tricep extensions and lat pull downs and rowing. And I'm like, that's so sick. And you, because with that type of stuff, you can get all the of the different handles or different attachments to add on to it. So you can get a lot. Like you can do a lot with one piece of equipment, basically.
It's like what they used to have back in the day. It was like Nordic Track.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's very expensive, but I'm going to measure it out in the garage and see if it'd be, if it would even be a good fit. If not, then it's back to the drawing board. But I messaged Trueform, which is the original runner for CrossFit. I say original because when they were going to have them for the very first time, I actually, Jeff, the guy who owns that company, he reminded me that I was the first CrossFitter to ever test it out at CrossFit HQ.
Oh, cool.
I was there and they had it and I ran on it.
Yeah.
So I messaged Trueform and I just said, hey, I was wondering if you guys would have any idea where I could get a used runner. Like they're very expensive. So it's like, where can I get a used one? And hopefully I can afford to kind of have that added into my space there. And then I get a message back and it's like, hey, email this person. They'll help you out. I'm like, okay. So I send an email and then I get a text from Jeff. And I was like, I totally forgot I even had your phone number in my phone. And this is the guy who owns the company, him and his son. And he texts me. We ended up having a call while I was in LA. And, you know, he's like, I basically just told him, you know, I'm just looking for a used one. I'm not like, I learned my lesson forever asking for anything for free. So I did not do that.
I don't want to be shamed.
But they are sending me one. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then they're going to come out and we'll, you know, I'll be able to use it and I'll, you know, post when I'm training on it, which is so easy because I'll run on it a ton and they'll come out and do a little story thing or something like that. And, you know, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about it.
I'm happy you're excited. I'm definitely not using it.
Yeah, you are.
I will run right off the back of that thing.
Eh. I'll like, put like, I'll stand behind you like
that. Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have to. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I've seen that happen to people. That's very cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. What's new in my life. I'm here in San Diego.
You get back Thursday and then Thursday. We'll do some more podcasts from your house.
And then we're podcasting in person.
Yay.
Yep.
All right. Well, we should wrap it up.
Okay. You guys, We
I did want to say this. There's some other people that have been writing in lately. Thank you so much. It's giving us more to talk about. So we will be reading yours. So keep them coming.
Yeah.
Please. Anyway, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review,
subscribe, five star rating.
Five star warning.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.